any emissions whatsoever, because on impact it creates such fine oxides and dust that there is no effective respiratory or skin protection that can protect our soldiers. That again has been known clearly since 1943 from during the Manhattan Project when they started working with us. We found out rapidly that the uranium contamination was so extensive in and around each and single incident that, as adopted by the United States Department of Defense, all military personnel must wear full respiratory and skin protection within probably 50 meters of any single incident. We also verified that the uranium munitions dust or oxides, which is called spalling, would be resuspended forever unless it was physically disposed of.
So the uranium aerosolizes into a uranium oxide, and the dust and debris that's created on impact, what kind of particle size are we talking about in that debris and that dust and aerosol?
Well, we know what happened to ourselves, that the gas masks are totally ineffective because the particle size is down in the range of 0.1, 0.2 micron. That is extremely small. And the best gas mask the Army has only handles probably 0.5, 0.6, 0.7 micron and above. And we verified what happened to us because all of our cells, all of us started getting sick with respiratory problems. We could smell and taste the uranium, even though we were in full protection, which indicates the stuff went right through it. And again, that's been known since 1943. When I talked to one of the last living guys of the Manhattan Project recently in the last year, he verified they knew that from day one. The Iraqi civilians have suffered extensively because of the use of uranium munitions. Again, when we know for a fact, as photographically proven and direct on-site measurements, for example, Scott Peterson of the Christian Science Monitor absolutely verified uranium munitions are scattered all over the city of Baghdad and all other areas. And the men, women, and children are working around them. They're living in that area. They're picking the stuff up. And again, that's verified the Gulf War I, and it's also verified the Balkans, and we have the same thing in Afghanistan. Radioactive dust spread all over the place where people inhale and ingest, and as absolutely verified and stated by the United States Department of Defense, will make food and water unusable. It's simple. You can't do it. This is deliberate spreading of solid radioactive waste, not just 1 pound, but hundreds and hundreds of tons, in another nation's backyard where the women and the children will be affected forever unless it's cleaned up. The health effects that we experienced right away absolutely match what was stated would occur in the Groves Memorandum in 43. We developed the respiratory problems, which has now been verified in the diagnosis of reactive airway disease. That all started within a day to 2 days. And again, this is due to the particulate damage. Originally, the fine particles irritating the whole lung system, respiratory system, and then that was followed by the radiological damage due to tissue damage from alpha beta particles. In addition to that, the first team members started to develop cancer within 9 months. That was in the nasal pharyngeal passageway, and then the lung cancers, the first deaths from that started within 2 years. Individuals at the Pentagon have stated specifically all the health and environmental effects and warnings about uranium munitions was Iraqi propaganda to prevent their use. That's an absolute lie. I mean, all the warnings came from within those of us who had the responsibility for the Department of Defense. And go back 50, 60 years that we can notify. Again, it's, you know, the whole thing is, we're going to take our radioactive waste, not just 1 pound, but hundreds and hundreds of tons, and throw it in somebody else's backyard. Yeah, the thing is, we got to remember, uranium munitions are solid uranium-238, contaminated with plutonium, neptunium, americium, and the stuff that came out of reactors, uranium-236. This is solid uranium waste. We absolutely know from first-hand experience, and when various press and media start to write about the story, they come under intense threats and warnings from the Department of Defense Public Affairs Office. That's absolutely documented. The United States Navy has been firing uranium munitions into Vieques for many, many years. They were finally caught after getting preparation to go to battle in Kosovo in 1999. They shot uranium munitions in direct violation of Department of Defense directives and international law into Vieques. When that occurred happened, I contacted the U.S. Army as a member of the Army's Contaminated Equipment Recovery Team. We're the team that's supposed to clean it up, try to get that activated. We were refused permission. I then contacted the colonel that works for the Undersecretary of Defense and asked for permission to activate the team and provide medical care for vehicles. They refused. Jim McDermott, United States House Representative from Seattle, Washington, discovered that the United States Navy was deliberately firing uranium rounds into prime fishing areas off the coast of Seattle. They were also doing that off the coast of Nova Scotia. I mean, throughout the United States, right now, they've got 10 years of uranium use at Jefferson Proving Grounds in Indiana. And the U.S. Navy just a few weeks ago went to the Nuclear Regulatory Commission and said, hey, we can't go in there, we can't clean it up because it's too dangerous. And the health and environmental effects and leukemias and cancers and respiratory surrounding Jefferson Proving Grounds are just absolutely coming to light, the same as any place the stuff has been manufactured. Again, the VA hospitals have just had their budgets seriously slashed and reduced. When you're looking at over 221,000 of America's sons and daughters on permanent disability from not only uranium but all the exposures in Gulf War I, and we add all the people sick from the Balkans, and now we add all of them that are sick coming back daily from Gulf War II and Afghanistan, they're unable to cope with it. And to begin with, there is no real medical care for once a person's exposed. Radioactive dust spread all over the place for people inhale and ingest will make food and water unusable. It's simple. You can't do it. This is deliberate spreading of solid radioactive waste, not just 1 pound, but hundreds and hundreds of tons in another nation's backyard where the women and the children will be affected forever unless it's cleaned up. The health effects that we experienced right away absolutely match what was stated would occur in the Groves Memorandum in 43. We developed the respiratory problems within a day to 2 days. The first team members started to develop cancer within 9 months. Lung cancers and first deaths from that started within 2 years. There is no real medical care once a person's exposed. It's simple. You can't do it.